Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joey Fresh. Right in the palm of your hand, all around the world, I am your host, Joey Fresh. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so thank you again for this amazing brand new week that we already conquered, going into a new week. Learn and grow from what you went through. Learn and grow what you're going through. If you're starting off the year with some tribulations and troubles and obstacles, you know, that's a season for growth, a season for new opportunity. So embrace it, buckle down, and get ready. It is going to be a rocky ride, but I'll tell you one thing, the person you're developing to come out of it is going to be massive and incredible. So just go through it to learn from it, like I always say in my previous podcast. I'm testing out this new mic that I purchased. Hopefully the audio is picking me up well. I'm slowly getting all the equipment to start doing my vlog and my online podcast as well. So if you're interested, you know, it's going to be on YouTube, The Joey Fresh Show, or Google me, The Joey Fresh Show. I'm on Spotify. I'm also on Apple Podcast. I'm also on Google Play Music, The Joey Fresh Show. And that's the cool thing about having the ability to be in all different types of radio frequencies and radio stations. Your boy Joey Fresh, you know, expanding, you know. And once again, I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you so much. It means so much for you to take a second out your day, an hour out your day, to listen to my podcast. I really appreciate it. And I pray that everything that you need in your life, God will bless you so you will receive it. Remember, sometimes the things that you go through, they're like headaches. There's a reason for it. And I understand that. So ladies and gentlemen, as well, before we get into it, subscribe. If you haven't subscribe is only $5 a month. Let's help this podcast to get new equipment, new headquarters with you guys. I know everything is still possible. As well, you're gonna get perks being a subscription as well. I'm gonna start to try to develop some new gear for all my listeners, but one thing leads to a future. I'm manifesting it. You got to throw it into the universe for it to come back to you. So I'm so thrilled and excited. So let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's been a whole week. Last episode, going into this new episode. Wow. Whew. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Josh. And It's ironic how things play out. And today's segment is called By Design. And what I say by design is because everything that affects your day is by design. If it could be a headache, it could be an accomplishment, it could be an opportunity, it could be a failure. You know, there's always the pros and cons on design that affects you. And why do I say that? Because this past week, and I was telling Josh, I don't like to express this, but I like to share this. Because what I do among other people, especially homeless people, I keep that between me and God. But I'm sharing this for a reason. Because let me show you play by play how it all went down. And I thank God. I thank God because a lot of people ask me, well, Joey, how do you know it's from God? Well, it's your subconscious voice that you hear in your mind, right? That tells you otherwise. And I know that you hear that voice in your head sometimes, right? And a lot of people, you know, wonder if it's the bad angel, good angel, what. Even I go off energy. Remember I told you last episode, energy is powerful, right? So I was at Target, right? And I saw this lady while I was walking in, and she had some beanies, and she also had some little pre-packages she made of Rice Krispies and some cookies, right? She was selling it. She was selling that little package for $10, and then the beanies for $20. And as I talked about this on my previous episode, that I'm not big on main brands, and she had nothing but Nike brands. And I asked her, "Does she have any other type of beanies?" She said, "No," but you know, she was telling me the story that she's trying to raise money for her mom's medical bills. And you know, you got to get to a point in life that when God bless you with money, don't let the money rule you. Because it even says that in the Bible. When God bless you, for you to use it, to give it. Use it by giving. And I talked about this a couple episodes as well. It's the person you are developed, and the way how you express. And why I say that, because you know, God's been blessing me with my financial status, right? And I thank God, you know, because I being homeless, not really homeless, but being living in the streets, grinding, hustling, working hard, you know, transitioning, knowing that I'm not going to be that person, sacrifice a lot. So I said, if God's going to bless me, I got to bless others. So I helped this lady, you know. And if it's true, it's true. If it's not, you know what? I know I did something out of my heart. And I let God let that reaction for. And a lot of people said, well, how do you know they're going to use it for the good things? That's them and God. I know I did a part out of my soul, out of my heart. So you got to think about that. Okay. Sometimes that we pull up to a gas station, or we pull up to a red light, and we see a homeless person, and we have the money, we give it if you feel it within yourself. So I helped her. I helped by donating. And it's kind of bad, because like I've been up and down with my result journey, right? But I bought the Rice Krispies because it was $10, and it was too much sugar. I really try to stay away from a lot of sugar, okay? So I did purchase it, but something told me that you're going to give it to someone later on today. And I was like, okay. So 3 hours went by, and something told me to stop at this gas station. Remind you, that gas station, there was two other gas stations before I hit to that gas station. Something told me I need you to pump gas right here. Once again, it was just a feeling, a little voice in my head. I want you to pump gas right here. So I said, okay. So I pumped gas. And then I said, you know what? Something earlier told me to give these treats to someone that needs it. You know, a little bit. I know it's not the best nutrition. I understand that. But something's better than nothing. And I didn't have cash in hand. So I saw a homeless guy on my right. And something told me no. I saw another homeless guy just chilling and just looking at the homeless guy and looking up in the sky. So I approached him. I said, hey, I know this is not money, but this is something. It's okay. Would this be okay for you? He said, I really appreciate it, but all I really would love is a prayer. Can you pray for me? And I said, yes, I would. His name's Will. He said, I'm not feeling well, and my stomach really hurts. I don't know what's the reason, but I need prayer. And something told me to pray for him right there and then. So I got on my knee. I had one hand Will's back and I just prayed. I prayed for him. I prayed to let God receive a blessing for him and let him be healed with any pain that he's feeling in his stomach and his body, and let God be the blessing and miracle upon Will. And as well, bring the abundance that you have stored for him and let him see your vision and let him see your blessing. By your blessing will show faith and will show witness. When I left after that moment, I was crying, and I'll be a man to say it. I was crying. Why was I crying? Why was Fresh crying? It's because I felt his pain. I felt that he was searching for a blessing from someone to pray for him. We have the ability to pray. We could pray, and I love how Josh said this earlier. You know, how Paul talks about this in the Bible, that, you know, the flesh has to die every day because, you know, the way we think, the way we vision, and we just got to pray, you got to be connected to God, right? I love his analogy, how he was sharing scripture. So, going back to what I was saying is that you don't know who needs it, but by design, you give it. You don't know who needs it, but by design, you give it. That's so powerful. I'm happy and blessed to say that I was there by design, that God needed me for a healing hand, as an instrument, as a vessel to help this amazing gentleman. And I shared this story a couple times, and I share it for reasons. Because remember, by design. I share this with among ladies, and they're like, well, aren't you scared something's going to happen? Or are you scared that someone, you're going to get jumped? And I understand. If it wasn't meant to be, God would prevent it from even happening. God would never put you in a dangerous position if he knows that the worst outcome is going to harm you. So I know for a fact that God has something better for me, for helping that person, Will, at that moment. And I share that because everyone has the power and everyone has the gift to pray for those that need it. And I'm not saying, oh, take a selfie and post it on social media. Look at me, I heard from Joey Fresh. Gotta pray, have one hand and pray for... No. I'm sharing this because I know that you have the ability for... And it's gonna happen. I don't know, it could happen later tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, even next year. But there's gonna be a moment in life that there's gonna be someone that comes straight to you and is gonna ask you, can you pray for me? Instead of saying, I will pray for you, yes, and you're walking off, say, you know what? Let's pray right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that I'm not a pastor. I may not give the best way how to pray, but all I know is just keep it simple and just keep it with a good provision. Keep it with when you pronounce it easy, you know, the person, just all you got to do is ask Lord Jesus Christ to bless your child. Whatever they're going through, I know that you're working with them. Heal them. Be with them. Bless them by your love and your glory. Amen. You know, don't overthink the prayer. As God knows that you're praying for someone by design, that you're there for a reason. It's not ironic that you're there. Remember, everything's by design, and I share this because, and I looked at it, and I talked about this in my previous episode about, you know, the opportunity that God had to redirect me, right? Once again, it was by design. Let me rephrase that. He felt that it was not my time yet for that opportunity. When things don't seem like they're going your way, there's a reason by design. When things turn out in the long run that's meant for you, once again, it was meant by design. Things have to fall in place for you to be there by design. You know, and I thank God, you know, because I was talking to Josh earlier. And everything I've been through, it's all by design. Everything you've been through is all by design. You know, you have to give glory and thanks, because by your design is the person you're developing and the person you're becoming. It's all by design. Remember, God loves you for who you are, and He even knew you when you were in your mother's womb. He already knows everything He has planned for you. Everything you're going through, every obstacle you're going to face, He knows it. But we are humans to be so upset and worried about the outcome that we don't give faith and leave it by design in God's way, God's will, God's glory. I know it's hard. And this goes, you know, really thinking about it. If God would have made it easy for you, how would you build a relationship with Him if He gave you everything you asked for, but you never gave Him your love? You know, I realized that when you go through these storms, you get closer to God and His presence, because through those obstacles and challenging moments, you ask God, please solve this. Please help me. And He may resolve it then, or He may resolve it later, but it's just crazy by design that God does this to reassure Himself to you that He's there for you. No matter what you may think, you may doubt, you may not know. It's okay. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But I know this. I'm just a guy trying to share and express that there's someone up there watching you and walking with you. And His name's God. Once again, it's all by design. And it's everything that you go through. A new opportunity, a new promotion, a new relationship. And of course, I'm talking about the good things. And I know that sometimes you will come across the bad things. And you're going to be like, well, Joey Fresh, how is that by design? Well, we always look at one direction. We don't look at multiple directions. And I say this because I know that we don't like losing loved ones. We don't love it, right? But how do you know that's by? How do you know that God knew it for a reason? Because it could have been 10 times different for them to keep living. I know we. And I understand this. I know sometimes it's hard for innocent people to lose their life. I understand that. But look at it from a different perspective. There's always a reason by design that an individual had to leave Earth so early, so in the middle, and later in life. I don't have all the answers, but I know that there's always a reason by design. And I listened to this TikTok, how God will give you a gift and give you a blessing for you to be safe and redirect your life from the outcome of something bad. So when you get blessed with a child or a marriage, it's by design, because God knew that if you were still single or if you didn't have no kids, you will be the same old version of you. And God says, I want to change the better in you. I don't like you living in a bad life. I want to change you. God always gives you the best. Sometimes that we abuse it. Sometimes we don't even acknowledge it. We don't even give him thanks and praise. Oh, and you know what? I'm not casting no stone. Nope. I'm just sharing through experience. And you know what? 5 seconds out your day to give thanks and give praise doesn't hurt. It's all free 99. Free time. Let me ask you this. If God came to Earth right now, and he came to you and asked you, did you have time in your life to give me 5 seconds of it to thank me? You will be so stunned and surprised, because remember, like I said earlier, he knows everything when you were in your mother's womb. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to say, look, by design, he wants you to be in his presence. By design, he wants to show you his love, his grace, and his blessing. So the next time that you're out in the wilderness and someone comes across you and asks you for a prayer, or ask you for something that's going to be beneficial, take 5 seconds out your day and just pray for someone or bless someone. Remember, everything's by design. With anything you give for God, from God, God will bless you 10 times. And I've seen it. But don't hold your blessings back, because you're the cup that will overfill with water, with spirit. You can't be a running cup. You have to share your cup among those that need your cup. There's a purpose, there's a reason. By design. And I'm so blessed and so happy to share this. And I'm not boasting. And I'm not. I'm just giving credit where credit's given. And I give it all to God. And I share this among all of my listeners around the world. You may listen, you may believe, you may not. You know, at the end, I'm sharing what I've been through, what I experienced, what I help to be a vessel and an instrument for what God needed to heal someone at that moment. And that could be for you as well too. Be the mustard seed. Be the mustard seed in your life. Just a little faith. That's all God wants. Just give me just a little faith. Just give me a little faith as a seed, and I'll show you. I'll move mountains for you. You don't know what God has in store for you when you just take 5 seconds of your day to give him glory. He's a wonderful, metacular Father. he always wants the best for his children. And I know sometimes things don't work out as you thought. Remember, it's by design. It wasn't meant for you at that moment in time. But eventually it will come back around. And eventually it will be your time. Ooh! Man. That's one thing I really loved. It's like, and I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a sinner. And I'll be blunt to open up just a little bit. So, and I've fallen. And this is to all my fellas and even to all my ladies. You know, watching porn. You know, I'm going on my second week. I've fallen. I was going strong for 3 months. But I fell. And I ask for forgiveness. But I'm getting back up and I'm staying disciplined. Discipline. And when God sees you sacrificing and staying in his presence and disciplining yourself, because hey, temptation's all around me. Especially last night. How easy is the access off your cell phone? Even though you could block the websites, right? But when you're in the mood and you're alone in your space, I told myself, as much it was so tempting, no, I just went to bed instead. And God will bless you for overcoming trials in your life. Temptations, he will bless you, because that right there is the work of the evil. Will get you when you're at the worst in your life, when you're vulnerable in your life. Am I done? No. So it's a day in, day out process. It's hard for a single male or a single female too, you know? Because we got so brainwashed growing up. Right? It's something like when your parents said no and you're like, I want to, but you're like, no. And I was like, I'm gonna rebel and do it anyway and look at it. And since then, it's an addiction. You know, watching porn is addiction for your endorphins. It's bad. I think it's one of the worstest addiction in the world, watching pornography. But I'm bringing it to light. Am I cure? Am I done? No. I still got to each and every day, it's a battle. But each and every day, I'm going to stay to his word. I'm going to get close to him. And I'm going to fight each and every day. Each and every day. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Fresh. I want to pray for you real quick. I want to pray for you, and I want to thank you so much for taking your time out your day, your evening, to listen to this podcast. Now, once again, before I go into prayer, I encourage you, I embrace you, that you share this to the person you felt that could be inspired, could be motivated, could be lifted in with this podcast, because when you share it, others need to hear it. And I pray that you will receive it and give it to keep it going. So as I pray, I say thank you to those who share it. So close your eyes real quick. Give me 5 seconds and we're just going to a good healing prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, for those who are listening to on the other side of this, I ask you to embrace your love to them. Heal them with any illness, hurtness, or with any failures that they have went through this past week. Fill them with your spirit, fill them with your love and your joy, and bless them. Because I know all things are by your design. And we, as humans, will have to let go and let you walk and lead us your way, O Lord Jesus Christ. Heal us, guide us, protect us, and watch over us, because we know that you are working with us in the midst, in the storm that we don't see, but bringing a new version out of us by your love. We say amen. Oh, Heavenly, I'm just so in tune right now. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to your boy Fresh. You already got to know the phrase. Got to get up and go get it. It's not going to come to you. You guys be blessed. Let's get this week, week ready for a new challenge, new obstacles, and new journeys. You guys have a good, blessed night.